Sometimes God can be a bit of a trickster, because he had me meditating on this gospel, deciding what to say as I was driving for an hour and a half on the interstate under construction. And I can tell you, loving my neighbor was not what I was thinking at that moment, right? But loving our neighbor really is Christ's commandment. And it's kind of a surprising commandment for us to hear in John's gospel, because in John, Jesus has harped again and again on right belief, understanding who he is, professing who he is, and telling others. And yet, in his final speech to his disciples, preparing them for all that is about to come, he tells them, people will know you if you love one another. Not because you profess the right things, but simply because of your actions and how you treat each other. And that gets to the heart of something that is unique about Christianity. Our faith can't be reduced to just a simple set of precepts to be believed. Those precepts are meant to elicit a change within us. That is, we come to know that God is love so that we learn how to love. We try to understand the Trinity to see how God looks like in himself, what love truly is in its essence. And we teach the incarnation so that we experience that love, so that we understand that God would so love us that he would even take on our human existence and live like us. And so on with all the other teachings of the church. They're all meant to inform how we are to go about loving one another. And that is their importance. Not so much that we get them right, but that we get the right lessons out of them, that we truly learn how to live in the world. And Christ is clear that the true mark of the church is that people will recognize her by the love they have for one another. And so we have to ask ourselves, if somebody came into our community from the outside, would they recognize this in us? Would they truly see that we love one another so much that they recognize Christ is here? Now, I can tell you from having listened to people that came in and left, some would, some would not. And that's great for the ones who would. We've done something right. But for all the ones who left thinking that we don't, that means we have something to work on. We truly have to learn to practice what Christ has told us, to seek this one commandment above all others, learning to love one another. And it's not easy. It's one of the toughest things that we can do, because loving each other doesn't mean that we feel good about each other. There are going to be times when we dislike one another, and that's fine. But we can love one another by working for one another's good, thinking to ourselves, what would truly benefit the person sitting next to me? It looks like they're having a rough time. What could I do that would help them? Or this face looks new. How can I show them that this is a community of love? Right? Simple thoughts like that make all the difference. But that's what love is at its heart. It's an act of the will. It is stopping and thinking for a moment, what would actually be good for this person that I'm looking at, and then going out and doing it. If we would begin practicing that every day, every weekend that we came here, it would make an enormous difference. It would transform this community, and anyone who walked into our doors would know that this is where Christ is because of how we love one another.